for your fast track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. It's good to be here and good to be here with you on today's show. It is Monday, May 11th, and it's an opportunity for you to start your life over. Today's content and today's subject is all around starting your life all over again. Listen, if GM can do it, you can do it. I was reading an article in this morning in the website for CBC, and it talks about how GM bankruptcy becoming more probable, according to the CEO. And basically, the opportunity to declare bankruptcy is an opportunity for the firm for itself to start its life over. And so if the firm can do it, I say you can do it. And based on my article in 24 hours this morning, I want to read that to you. And I want to share with you a couple success, one success story, and also an opportunity for you to call in during our rapid fire Q&A, the first offering of the rapid fire Q&A. So it's good to be here. And it's fun to be in the studio. So here's the deal. It is possible to restart your career, and I'll be going over that, how to do that. But first, what I want to mention is you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca, where you can hear our previous podcast that shows for Career Fast Track. If you've missed the show, it's a great opportunity for you to go back, revisit it, or if you have a friend, you could pass it on to a friend. There are some shows where I have people emailing me saying, I missed what you said. I was in the car. I didn't have a piece of paper nor a pen. So I understand that. So the podcasting is designed to ensure that you can actually stay on top. Now, why would you want to listen to the podcasts? If you are where you are right now and you are unhappy with your career situation, literally, that is the only question I will ask you. If you are happy, do not bother going to the podcast. If, however, there is a small sense of unhappiness in your career, you must go to the site. www.citr.ca. Listen, a lot of money has been put into the site. We want you to visit it. You are our valued listener. Okay, every Monday morning in 24 hours, I write an article. I'm the columnist for them, and I want to read for you this morning's article. Now, for not having listened to you in the past, I have suffered greatly. I'm learning how to listen to you. It's interesting because in the past, I would write articles that were very big picture. And while big picture is important, you have to keep in mind that in the end, it often comes down to an issue of practical steps. And you absolutely love practical tools. And so, by the way, we're having our callers call in now. The best time to give us a call is during the breaks. We're going to have breaks around 4:42 and 5:52. Give us a call during the break at 4:42 and 4:52. By the way, the number, 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. Today's subject, starting over again. Here is today's article in 24 hours. No experience? This week, we'll look at some of the best strategies to land great work. Last week, I responded to a kid's question about how to enter the finance industry. I suggested he write an approach letter. He came back with another question. I don't know what kind of skill I should put in my approach letter. I don't have any experience. What you do have is passion. Here is your personalized passion plan based on how I entered my industry with no experience 6 years ago. Rule number one, always move towards your goal, no matter how small the steps. Rule number two, experience is made up of skills and industry knowledge. Let me say that again. Rule number two, experience is made up of skills and industry knowledge. Rule number three, the fastest way to gain skills is to volunteer. Number four, the fastest way to enter the industry is by doing paid entry level work. Rule number five, never take a volunteer paid position unless you are learning something that is moving you towards your goal. Now, I moved into steps. Rules are okay, but tell me what to do. Here are actionable steps you can actually work on. Step number one, walk into your top 10 favorite companies and ask to speak to the director of finance. Now, keep in mind, this article is directed towards a young individual who wants to find work in finance. Now, if you're looking for work in marketing, then substitute it for the marketing director. So step one, walk into your top 10 companies' favorite companies and ask to speak to the director of marketing, or in this case, finance. Tell them that you love the industry and that you have no experience and will do whatever it takes to work for them. You'll probably start making photocopies. Step two, Google the Red Book to find nonprofit or volunteer organizations you believe in. Walk into 10 organizations and say this to the receptionist. Hello, I was wondering if you could help me. By the way, the amount of research that I've put into this words and strategies we use in 24 hours are so important to keep in mind, because if you use the wrong words, your statistical average will go way down. The research was based on 355 professionals over 18 months with a 72% success rate in finding employment. That's what they wanted, their first occupational choice within 12 weeks, 72% success rate. Use the words, do not modify the words. So you walk into the nonprofit company or volunteer organization and you're asking for experience, and you go to the receptionist and say, hello, I was wondering if you could help me. I've done some research and I'm very interested in the type of work you do here. I'd like to offer my services to volunteer in your finance department. Who would you suggest I speak to? That technique works marvelously. Step three, in the evening, attend finance classes at BCIT and begin studying for the Canadian Securities course. Those are two programs designed to help this particular student gain experience in finance. Education is fantastic because it gives you credentials and street credibility, but it also connects you with teachers and classmates who are all interested in what you love. It's fertile ground for great conversations and building lifelong contacts. Step four, and the last step, after 1 year, you will have the following: finance experience, industry experience, and finance knowledge. Your career is now launched. Now, it's so critical. It's so critical. By the way, if you want a copy of this article, simply email me at info@drcareer.com, info@drcareer.com, or go to 24 hours, Google 24 hours, and you'll get the copy of today's article. I'm talking today about restarting your career. And leading the headlines this morning in CBC was GM bankruptcy becoming more probable, CEO. And there's a line here that says, under Chapter 11, reorganization, a company can stay in operation under court protection while it sheds its debt and unprofitable assets to emerge in a stronger financial position. And so when GM is threatening to declare bankruptcy, it is not saying it's going to disappear. It is saying it is applying a financial strategy which will ensure that they're more profitable moving forward. What's really interesting is that they know that they cannot compete with the companies such as Toyota. They know that their costs are out of control, and that is why the U.S. government, after their bailout, have been so adamant about following up with them, is to ensure that they're cutting their costs. But they can't, and the unions are a big reason for that. It is critical that in your life and in your career, when you're moving forward, that you can completely restart your career, and you will not die from restarting. Just as we think that GM will die, no, GM will emerge as a stronger candidate. And I want to focus on today's show on how you can restart your life, whether you're 22, 32, or 52. In fact, the oldest individual I've ever worked with is 72. And that was a very interesting experience, and in fact, a very effective experience, and it worked out well for him. Now, it's critical. Listen to this. Success story. I had an opportunity, thinking about today's show, I said, I want to share a success story at the beginning of every show. The number of individuals that I work with that are seeing breakthrough results in their career is actually staggering, and I haven't been sharing them with you. Why? I don't know why. I've just got to do it. So I'm going to start sharing these success stories. If you can relate to these stories, I want you to see how you can apply the lessons learned from this individual to your life. It's that exciting. I was working with an individual. I teach a course at the University of British Columbia at Sauder School of Business, career management. It was one of the most exciting opportunities to teach a course to 850 students. In the course, we talked about fundamental marketing tools such as resume, cover letter, interviews. Of course, we talked about many other things, such as identifying what it is you love. What are you passionate about? What do you want to share in service with the world, which will give you everything you want, including money? And so I was working with an individual, and I helped her put together a resume cover letter and trained her and prepped her for interviews for a position she was interested in. This morning, I received an email from her, and I can't quote it because of for confidentiality reasons, but basically she said that her resume, her cover letter, and her interview skills blew them out of the water. How did they know this? Or how did she know this? During the interview, the employer was actually making comments about how good her application was. When was the last time someone in an interview said, "I'm really impressed. I actually love your resume and cover letter. It's so well written. It's so focused. I love it." And that's what happened to her. But what made the story even more interesting was that she was promoted before even getting the job. Halfway through the interview, they were so impressed with how well she put together a resume cover letter and how professional she presented herself during interviews. And by the way, the number one secret in interviews is to tell good stories. Now, how do you tell good stories? So this is the training that I put all the students through in class. What did she do? She sat there and said, "Okay, what do you have in mind?" Well, they pitched her a higher position in the interview. She absolutely loved the idea. It was actually the role she wanted more, and she got it. So by simply having a powerful resume and cover letter and interview skills that are well-honed for the position, it's amazing you can even get promoted before starting a job. And I've never seen that before, but it's happened before. Why? Very simply, we've raised the bar. I've raised the bar in my classroom around the quality that you need to have in your resume, color, and interviews. But I'm not talking quality for local. I'm talking world-class quality to compete with the best in the world, from the best schools, from the best background and experience. There is a way to communicate on paper and face-to-face that will literally blow your competition out of the water. This is what this individual did in working through the program. My commitment throughout our shows is to share this with you. Okay, we're talking about restarting our careers, and one of the best ways to do that is to have a powerful resume, cover letter, and interview skills. If you have not, or if you have any questions around those three documents, or that the resume, cover letter, and your interview skills, this is an opportunity during the break to give me a call, ask any questions. 604-822-2487. That's 604-822-2487. It's good to be with you. I'm Philip DeRoche, your host, and you're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. We will be back after the break. I will share or continue to share with you how you can restart your career. We'll be back in about a minute. Look forward to seeing you.
Are being talked about more openly, linked to genealogy and things like that. And I think we're getting more people aware of the feeling differently.
Wednesday mornings on CITR from 8 to 10 a.m. It's the Suburban Jungle Show with your radio host, DJ Jack Velvet. Thrills, chills, excitement, and music. That's the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesday mornings from 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM in Vancouver. You can also catch this show streaming and podcast at www.jackvelvet.net. Don't miss the Suburban Jungle Show, Wednesdays 8 to 10 on 101.9 FM, CITR.
Fixed and immutable, and will lead into a sort of stereotyping process.
Helen, isn't the trend towards personalized medicines inevitable?
And we're back. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.citr.ca. And you're listening to, again, Career Fast Track, a show specifically designed to ensure that you make lots of money doing work you love. And I'm your host, Philip DeRoche. It's an honor to be with you here today. I'm sharing with you tactics and strategies on how you can turn your career around. Top news in the CBC this morning was that GM may potentially go bankrupt. GM is looking to restart or reinvent itself. And I say that it's possible for you to do that. 6 years ago, I had to do that. I declared bankruptcy myself. I declared bankruptcy because I wanted to restart my life. And if I thought that was a challenge, reinventing myself was far greater. And one of the things I learned from there is how to reinvent myself. And I've had to do that. And one of the things I'm very passionate about is sharing what I've experienced. And one of my commitments is to only share with you what I can speak to with integrity. And I can certainly speak to having to restart a life. And that's you. And if you're in that situation, I'm committed to and want to help you do that. Before I go on to how to simplify or how to move forward in your career or have to restart it, I want to put out a call and have a request for you, the listener. info@drcareer.com is my email address. info@dr-career.com. I'd like you to send me an email. What do I want in it? I want you to tell me what you want on this show. Amazingly, over 3 years, I've never once put a call out to my listener, to you, to ask for your feedback from what you want, for in regards to what you want from the show. Now, of course, the students I work with and the individuals that I coach consistently throughout the day, throughout the weeks and over the years have told me what they want. I then transfer that need onto you. But I want to hear directly from you. So email me at info@drcareer.com and tell me what you want if it hasn't been covered on the show. And I may just have a specialized show focusing specifically on that and that subject. I will be taking your calls today if there's an opportunity. The number here is 604-822-2487. Any questions around regarding resume, cover letter, interview skills, and also restarting your life. Now, it's interesting. One of the things that I came across in reading about GM was that actually there is an opportunity to be faced with a situation where you have to make a decision. And so today is not necessarily about the strategies required to move through in your career and to restart your career, but do you have the courage to make a decision to go to the next level? So there's two parts. I'm going to give you some strategies right now on how you can restart your life. But you will not achieve anything in your life until you've decided you actually want to act on it. And so keep in mind that strategies are useless. And that's why there's 10 million books on the shelves around careers. And one of my passion is to turn a book into reality for you. It's not enough just to read. And I know that. And I know you're sitting there and it's still not enough. The number of individuals that I know that read 100 books a year but are still no better off is, I'm tired of seeing that. I would prefer you read one book a year and act on it than read 100 and not act on it. So I want you to act on this advice I'm about to give you. Take out a pen and paper. You must write it down. Listen, if you're not going through a career change, I want you to think about the people in your life. Do you have a wife? Do you have a husband? Do you have a son or daughter? A nephew? Do you have someone in your life, a grandmother, that wants to get back into the workforce, either in a volunteer or in a paid capacity? Step one, this is how you do it. You physically walk in to 10 firms that interest you. Pause. Hello, you're on the air. Do you have a question?
Hi there. My name is Leanne Torres, and I just graduated not too long ago, and I'm looking to go into the tourism industry, and I'm just trying to figure out how to address people and what key points I should put on my cover letter,
okay,
what things are willing to grasp people's attention. I'm finding it really difficult to get the company's attention.
So, Leanne, a question for you. First of all, thanks for your call. Leanne, have you tried sending out any letters before?
I have been very straightforward, just expressing that I'm interested in the position and a little bit of the experience that I've done.
Mm-hmm. Well, it's interesting. Okay, and have they been working for you so far?
So far, not really.
Okay. So if I were to give you a couple tips here and there that can really possibly make a difference in an employer wanting to read it, and more importantly, want to meet you, that would interest you.
Definitely.
Okay. Well, it's really interesting because there's a few things. There's a few fundamental changes that we've made, that I've made to the cover letter, template that has made a dramatic difference and change in people's lives in terms of their career and getting interviews.
Oh, great.
There are small things, but you've got to do them. Now, do you have a pen and paper?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good. The first thing, I'm going to break it down a few subjects. The first thing is your first paragraph.
Okay.
You must have primary research. What is primary research? You must make reference to a conversation with someone you had that had something to do with the company. For example, if you're a customer of the bank, let's say if you want to work for a bank, you would want to mention that you're a customer. If you've used, like, for example, you want to get in the tourism industry.
Right.
If there's a company that you've used to book, let's say, trips before, and you've really liked their customer service, then you'd want to mention that you've had experience. You've dealt with that.
Right.
If you had a friend who maybe used their services, or you've read about them. Now, reading about them is secondary research, not enough.
Okay.
So would you have an opportunity to actually book an information interview before actually applying there?
Most likely.
See, what you would do is, it's a wonderful strategy. You visit, you do an info interview. For example, you say, what's it like here? I'm really interested in the industry. I'm really passionate. They tell you all about it. You say, thank you. You leave, you write a cover letter, and your opening line is, after my meeting with you, I was so pumped about your industry.
Oh,
that's works.
A really interesting way of doing it.
It works brilliantly. So, Leanne, give that a shot. Now, remember in your first paragraph, it's not enough to say you have the skills. You've got to say you love it. I don't know why people don't do that.
Okay.
If you want to apply for a role, is there a position you're particularly interested in?
Just trying to break it into the tourism industry itself.
Okay.
Not too sure what branch I want to get into, but just to get my foot in the door, I just need to know what exactly you need to say to get the company's attention.
Okay. So for your entry level, like an administrator position or a customer
right.
service.
Yes.
Okay. Got it. Okay. So then you don't have to worry about. So here's what will happen next. You have to say that you love. So you're very good at working with individuals. Let's say customer service.
Okay.
And you love it. You love working with people. And the minute you say you love it, everyone says, I've got 5 years experience, but they don't say they love it. So with primary research and saying you have it and you love it, it's just a knockout of the park. So that's your first paragraph.
Okay.
Now the question is, if you don't know what role you want, how do you tailor or brand your cover letter to the position?
Exactly.
I see that a lot. There's a fantastic method that we now use. Go to Google.
Mm-hmm.
And Google job description for customer service rep.
Okay.
It will give you the duties. You pick the top two. Your second and third paragraphs are going to be an example from your past where you demonstrated that particular skill. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm.
Using what we call the SAR. No one uses SAR in cover letters. They only use it in interviews. What is SAR? Situation, action, result. You give the situation. So while working, what was the recent experience you had in dealing with customers? Is there a particular company? You have experienced dealing with a company before?
Yes, I do.
And working with customers, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Primarily with customers.
Okay, so working for this organization in this position, and then that's the S. The A is the action. I did this, meaning in terms of what you did, and you need to use I statements.
Okay.
And the result was I got a letter of recommendation from my boss. I increased sales by 22%. You want to have a tangible result.
Okay.
I got promoted within 6 months. Very tangible results.
Okay.
Now, the bonus you could do at the end of that paragraph is linking it to the job. Imagine you could link your experience you did on your past position and link it to the role you want in the travel industry.
Okay.
That is very exciting. So you've got primary research, you've got love, you've got skills, you're proving it with two examples. And in the last paragraph, you basically tell them that you want to meet, review your skills, say, because of my ability in dealing with customers and building strong relationships. And then the pièce de résistance at the end is to say, I'll follow up on Tuesday at 3 p.m.
Wow.
It works marvelously.
Awesome.
So Leanne, can you see how this could work for you?
Definitely.
Now the question is, if you don't do it, it's completely useless. Are you going to draft this letter up?
I definitely will.
Now, if you're going to draft this up, you're going to call us back and let us know how it went.
For sure.
Okay, so let's aim a goal. Can you do it in a week, or is 2 weeks better for you?
A week will definitely work for me.
Okay, so Leanne, you're going to call back the show next week and report to us having just sent it. And actually, you can, if you wish, you can share with us how it went for you, and I'm sure the listener will also benefit from that.
Great. All right. Well, thank you very much.
Thanks, Leanne, for the call.
Thank you. Bye now.
Take care. Okay, we've been listening to Leanne. She had a very simple question around how to draft up a powerful cover letter. And we're talking about strategies for restarting your career. And I promise you that you must have powerful documentation in order to move forward. And so one of them is your cover letter. And actually, it's getting a lot of interest on the part of my readers in 24 hours who want to hear how to draft powerful letters. So I just told you. Now, it's another thing to get it written. Of course, that's why I work with so many individuals, wanting me to review it and go over it. And that takes time and it takes a lot of effort. If you want some feedback on a drafted letter you've written, you could send it to info@drcareer.com. Now, I'm not promising that I'm going to do it. If I have time, and in terms of the numbers, I may have a chance to give you some comments. But info@drcareer.com, that's dr-career.com. And also, while you do that, let me know what you're looking for in terms of the show so I can tailor this show to your specific needs. Prior to the caller, I was talking about the importance of getting started. And step one, it is so important that you physically walk into the firm and in the industry you want to work in. So for example, if you're interested in working in, let's use the example of finance, you want to walk into an organization and basically do an information meeting with someone in the department in which you want to work. A beautiful line I love is to walk in, ask the receptionist, may I help you? And you say, I was wondering if you could help me. I'd like to speak to someone in your finance department. I'm really interested. And then he or she will go and get the director. And the beautiful thing is to ask, may I tap into your expertise and get a better understanding of the industry? I love that line. I've put a lot of research into that. Tap into your expertise and get a better understanding of the industry. That's going to be my closing tip of the day here on how you can book an interview, an information interview, on the spot. And I'm going to leave with this lovely anecdote. You'll absolutely love it. But a week ago, I took 10 students in the downtown core and I implemented the one-day dream job challenge with them. Invented a technique to help you land work you want in one day, a program specifically tailored to address the needs of an economy that is full of fear, apprehension. You must overcome the fear, and the Dream Job Challenge is a very, very effective way to overcome that. In fact, I give away this challenge. It's a one-sheet itinerary. All you have to go to my site, www.onedaydreamjobchallenge.org. That's one, the letter one, or the number one, daydreamjobchallenge.org, and simply download a free copy of the challenge. Anyway, I followed the challenge. In one day, 10 students booked 30 interviews. One company said, how dare you walk into my company with an unannounced meeting? One. Seven firms flat out looked at the student and said, I'm impressed, and just because of that, I'm going to get you an interview. That happened to seven students. I believe it can happen to you. It takes the courage. Download the challenge. This has been an exciting show. It's been fun to be with you. You're listening to Career Fast Track on 101.9 FM in Vancouver or online at www.cit.